This is the World Challenge devotion for Wednesday, October 27th. He Calls Us to Fight by David Wilkerson. We must be prepared for what is coming. We must be ready to spend our days in spiritual warfare, knowing that a flood of iniquity is aimed against the people of God. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints." Jude 1:14. Scripture says we are kings and priests unto the Lord, and we represent these tens of thousands going out to battle Satan's army. Satan wars against us because he hates us greatly. See Revelation 12:17. If we are determined to lay hold of Christ, we need to realize that we are invincible in Christ. It is written, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." 1 John 4:4. God says we are guaranteed victory over all the power of the enemy. We have all the host of heaven fighting for us. May God give us more Holy Ghost fight so that each of us can shout to the world and all the hordes of hell, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors, through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 8:35, 37-39. This is the battle cry of those who hunger for Jesus. Every man or woman of God who is going to become the target of hell's evil devices, once a commitment is made to become a living sacrifice for Christ, the hordes of hell will be unleashed against the one who sets his heart to walk in holiness of faith. Satan will afflict and set up roadblocks because you have become a real threat to his program of deception. You can resign the warfare, give up, quit, and become a dull, fruitless wanderer. For me, I choose to resist the devil's plot, rise up in faith, and resume the fight. Satan cannot keep down one who truly trusts in the Lord. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.